Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Monday, and on Mondays we hear my homily, and this is from Philippians 1:20 and following, where St. Paul talks about how he is happy to continue doing the work he's doing for the salvation of all, but he really wants to go and be with the Lord. And it's something that is part of the Christian idea. So I explain that and the need for us to realize we're all called to be spreading the word and doing the work of the Lord. So let's switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, where we're going to hear me talk about this passage and how it applies to us today. Let's switch over there now. Back when I was in the seminary, I had two of the seminarians who were there, very good friends, and they would watch movies, and one of them loved horror movies, and he loved all that stuff. As a matter of fact, I brought him a copy of Charles Adams cartoons, if you're not familiar with them, from the New Yorker, back in the 40s and the 50s, 60s, I think even the 70s. They're very funny, but very dark humor, and they are the inspiration for the Adams Family TV series and movies. So I brought him that, and he actually loved it, thought it was great. But anyway, the two of them would watch these horror movies, and right as the scariest part would come, one of them would say, all I do is just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I tell you to stop, and that would be the end of it. And the other one would say, shut up, Brian. And so the movie would continue. But it's funny to look at that, because that reflects a bit of the attitude we see in today's second reading. Look what we see Paul saying. Paul is saying that I'm looking for that time where I'll be united with Christ. I'm looking forward to that. If he wants me to stay here and continue working, I'm happy to do that. But ultimately, that's where I want to go. And it really reflects a goal that he had, and we're all called to. We're all called to have that attitude of recognizing that we're seeking to do that. But at the same time, as he says, his role is understanding that everything he does, he wants to do as a sacrifice to Christ, and in doing so that others may be saved. And that was the whole focus. That was his whole mission in life. And so that's what he was focused on. But he's waiting for the time that would be over and he would be united with Christ. You see that attitude in a lot of saints. Saint Teresa of Avila wanted time to move faster because she wanted to be home in heaven and she was waiting for that. And the more time could move faster, the less time she could be distracted in sin away from heaven. So she wanted time to move faster. And we see that a lot with all the saints, that same attitude. And many people looking for that time. I think I told you about the time that the cardiologist told me he wanted me to live a long, long time. And I said, you do know what I do for a living, don't you? I said, I am in the eternal life business. So, and then he told me not to eat bread, pasta, rice, bread. He wanted me to give that up. The only thing I gave up was him. So you see that whole attitude. And that's what we're called to do and look forward to that. But here, our role is to lead others to know Christ and to also seek to end up in heaven. If we think about it, though, if we're talking about heaven, then we also have to mention the other place. And there's a reason why it's important for us to look at. We've been going through a rough time in our country. And one of the things that we learned is there is a political movement in the world to silence the voice of the Catholic Church. They don't want people to listen to us. And of course, Saul Alinsky says, if you want to go after the church, go after her sins. And we know that's been going on for quite some time. And so what's happened is a lot of people have said, keep away from the church, stay away from the church. And so our voice is diminished in a lot of places. But there's an interesting principle from one of my favorite horror movies, which I can't recommend to you because it's rated R, but it's an interesting movie. It's called Event Horizon. It literally is the portrayal of St. Augustine's teaching on evil. And it talks about when we pull God away, what comes in its place? Chaos. And if you look at some of the things that have gone on in our country, we can talk about that for a second. Now, first of all, I want to mention something that's really important. In the past, a lot of people would talk about hell, and they'd talk about these ideas of people going to hell for rather stupid reasons. And that's, personally, I think, that is the voice of the devil. You know, I've literally heard people say, you know, if you're distracted at Mass, that's a mortal sin, and that can end you going to hell. That's absurd. That is crazy, and that's wrong. Just listen to Jim Gavigan's technique on Catholicism. He's very funny, and he talks about that. But that's absurd. But in this past week, we've seen some rather interesting things. We've seen a store where everyone walked in, and they had no fear and stole everything in the store out in California. And people are going, look what's going on. But a deeper thing is, wouldn't want to change places with any one of those people in a million years. Because what have they done? They've stolen, but there's a spiritual cost to that, and no one has taught them that. You saw this past week, those two kids who were arrested were driving out, and they ran over a sheriff, a retired sheriff, and just killed him, and kind of laughed about it. And people looking at, why is that happening? That's some of the chaos. Because no one is there teaching the other side. And no one is there teaching the spirituality about why we want to focus on Christ and what happens when you reject Christ and do stupid stuff like that. But that's our role. That's what we're called to do. And it's important for our voice to be out there because we have that call to have the spirit of St. Paul to say, you have to understand that this stuff is real, that Christ is real, and he's calling us to the kingdom. But if you reject that, there's a really other place that if you want to have an idea what it looks like, look what Jesus went through to make sure you didn't end up there. And we've got to teach that as well, because it's obvious that message isn't getting out, and that's why that chaos is happening. Our message is to bring in that whole spirit of St. Paul and to live that spirit and to know that, but to spread that spirit so that that spirit overcomes the chaos that leads to destruction on a physical and spiritual level. So we listen to those words and we hear those words of St. Paul and we recognize that's something we seek to live, but we also know the importance of spreading that message.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at ST for St. AnthonyAllston.org. That's St. ST. AnthonyAllston.org. We'll be right back right after this. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's ST, AnthonyAllston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAllston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we just heard, obviously, the homily. This was focused on Philippians 1:20 and following, and a powerful talk about reminding us that our focus is looking forward to the day that we are united to Christ, but until that time, our role, and this is definitely coming out in the Synod, our role is to work towards the salvation of all, and we're living in a time where people want the voice of the church silenced, but when that happens, chaos rises, I said during my homily, and we're seeing that chaos happen. And we're seeing people be in the very base attitude of that chaos is people saying, and when you have a bunch of people saying this on individual levels, it just can't possibly create a society that works. People saying, I want my world my way. And that's exactly what's going on. Whereas what we're called to understand is this is God's world. And so we seek God's world God's way. And by doing that, we fit better into the world and everything works well. And so we're recognizing that, and we're recognizing that what the Lord is calling us to is to understand how the world actually works and be part of that. But if we're standing there saying, I see how the world works, but I don't like it that way, I want it to go a different way, then it's just not going to work. It's like watching a football game and you know all the rules and say, well, I don't like all those rules. I want this to change. Well, you no longer have football when you do that. I don't know what you have, but it isn't football. And it might even be pretty dangerous if you change some of the rules. So we understand that, and we understand that's the part of it. And this is what Paul is really teaching. It's not, remember, Catholicism is not a system of morality. It is an understanding of who we are in relation to God, who is the creator of all. So that's what Catholicism is. And the morality comes from understanding that truth. So always keep that in mind. And that's what we're out teaching. We're going to be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.